Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio for an additional discount. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Hi, my name is Hannah, and I like Chick-fil-A nuggets because they are made with love. It's kind of like if you want to go to your grandmother's house for dinner. It's going to be your real home-cooked meal. You can't go wrong with it.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie, and something I love about the Chick-fil-A nuggets is their gold color. It lets me know that I'm about to enjoy something hot and delicious. It's just comfort food. It feels good to eat.
Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're back. You know, something I meant to bring up like a week or two ago when I saw it, you know, the Big Ten is in favor, the hierarchy in the Big Ten, Gene Smith, the hierarchy of the league. And obviously Jim Delaney is leaving that league, but the hierarchy of the league wants a one-time exemption for all college, major sports, college athletes, football players wishing to transfer. In other words, a free pass, one free pass. You don't get a second one, but you get one free pass. The Big Ten appears to be unified in their approach to this issue. They believe that that's the way it ought to be, that coaches have freedom of movement, that other athletes in non-revenue generating sports have freedom of movement in a one-time exemption, and that that football, basketball players ought to as well. And so they are sort of spearheading a drive to get this done. Now, the NCAA has tabled that agenda for the moment, and I forget what the date is that that they would pick it up and reconsider arguments in the issue. But the Big Ten is trying to get them, allegedly, trying to get them to reopen it. Now, I don't know if this is just posturing on their part to want to be known as the league that wants you players to be able to transfer to help recruiting, and whether they're really driven to see it happen. And those are potentially two different things. But if they are, I think it's an interesting situation. And we've already seen more and more player movement, more and more players entering the transfer portal. What will it look like? What will it look like when they legalize it across the board one time? When they allow free player movement where you can just up and leave any school that you're at and go to another school without suffering any penalty or repercussion, where you're immediately eligible to play, because that's about to happen. All right. I don't know, again, when it will be adopted, but it seems clear to me that that is going to happen. And I would guess, I would guess that it happens within 2 years. So the people who think the transfer portal is a bad idea and that the NCAA has been too lenient with some of these decisions, well, guess what? They're going to be more than lenient soon. Because coming soon, every player is going to be entitled to move once. That is what is going to happen. And whether we like it or not, and yeah, I mean, I can't imagine, well, I can, some of it seems like a legitimate possibility of chaos. And there are all sorts of inherent dangers in it, like, or there have been, like tampering. And I would think if you open it up, then you just enhance the tampering element of it, or the possibility of tampering. I mean, if every player can freely leave their school, then I don't know how you're going to prevent them being re-recruited. I think there are issues with it, but I think it's inevitable. I think it's what's going to happen. And I meant to bring this up because I saw the original article on this, I don't know, a week or two ago, just haven't had time to get to it, probably 2 weeks, maybe four, since I have no sense of time. But clearly the Big Ten is positioning themselves as a league that wants players to have the free exemption. Texas said, I'm not for it, but until they stop coaches from doing it, it's not right to not allow players. I think there's something to that. I think there's something to that. Scotty in Seneca. Scotty, how are you?
Yeah, living the dream, Walt.
Of course
living
you are.
The dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody was number one, and I'm printing up shirts. I'm wondering how many you want.
I'm not sure I heard that, and I'm not sure I want to. I don't know what you just said. But I'm not asking you to repeat it.
Don't repeat it.
We're not asking you to repeat it. I'm afraid of whatever it is you're saying, so I'm not soliciting a repeat of it.
42.
Hey.
25. 6.
Hey.
Eat my peaches. You won the Peach Bowl. You hit a 10-meter.
No, I don't think he said anything wrong, Ramona. I don't think he was...
Well, you can't understand what he's saying.
Well, you okay. Pulled the plug on Scotty a little too soon, I think. A little too soon. I wanted to talk to him about his quarterback situation down there.
Well, you told him not to repeat it. He repeated it three times, whatever it was.
Yeah, I think he was just trying to be cute with something. I didn't get what it was. The thing is, I think that the Saints situation is interesting because we don't, with 100% certainty, know that Breeze is coming back either. Now, I heard Breeze interviewed about this the other day, satellite radio somewhere, and Breeze was non-committal, but Breeze is one of those type of guys that, I mean, what's he going to do without football? I just think he loves the game so much. You know, I know his... Yeah, he did say that, you know, because the guy asked him, he said, well, you've accomplished all these things. You've set all these statistical records. What's the one thing you want most that, yeah, I mean, what do you think he's going to say? He's going to say, of course, to win another Super Bowl. That's what he wants. And they've had their opportunities. I mean, they keep losing at home in the playoffs. And I think clearly he has suffered a physical fade the last 2 years, especially late in the year. He's never been blessed with great arm strength, but the arm strength he has had has faded the last 2 years. And at the end of the season, I think he struggled with that. I don't know how many years he has left. I think it's, my guess is that it's one at most. I think what you're going to see, and I think Taysom Hill is okay with this, and there's already been discussion, and Taysom Hill himself saying he's a franchise quarterback. I think what you're going to see is that the Saints are going to employ a two-quarterback system next year, and that Drew Brees is still going to take the majority of the snaps, but that the majority is going to go down to 65% or something. I think you're going to see a lot more of Taysom Hill next year. And I think the Saints, I think that Sean Payton is going to try to play to each of their strengths at a pro level. And I'm not sure that we've really seen anything like this. Now we've seen, you know, we've seen the Steelers in the past utilize guys as like, you know, do everything type of guys, but I'm not sure we've ever seen sort of a dedicated, I mean, recently there were teams in the way back machine, like the Dallas Cowboys would alternate at times between Roger Staubach and Craig Morton, who later went on to quarterback for the Broncos. But in more modern times, we don't see a lot of sort of two quarterback systems with two different skill sets. I said Brees looked really old that last game. He did. And you saw much more of Taysom Hill in that game. I mean, the Saints' best player in that game was Taysom Hill. And that's why I think you're going to see a much bigger dose of that next year. So that if Brees agrees to come back, and I think he'd be okay with this. That's my feeling in listening to him. I think he'd be okay with this. This notion of sort of split time where he's still the starting quarterback, where he still plays the majority of the time, but where Taysom Hill has perhaps whole series and plays maybe even a whole quarter or something of that sort. I think that's what's coming with New Orleans. Now, I will say this. You know, Payton is a sharp guy. And if he's able to do that next year and able to utilize both Brees and Taysom Hill, and that everyone sort of agrees to that, the Saints might be a much more significant player next year. Because Hill is an athletic freak. I mean, Hill is one of the most athletic players in the game of football, period. He was that way at BYU. His issue at BYU was he couldn't stay healthy because of the way he played. He played with a reckless abandon. But he was a man amongst boys there, and he still is. You know, he's one of the best quarterback athletes we've ever seen, ever. He's big. He's powerful. He's a 4.4 type guy. I mean, he has insane athleticism for a guy his size. And I think you will see more of that from the Saints. And that's why my guess as to what's going to happen with Drew Brees is I think Drew Brees will be back with New Orleans next year, and I think it will be his last year. I think he'll play one more year as sort of a co-quarterback, as the starter, but in sort of a co-quarterback situation with Taysom Hill, and I think he'll be out the following year. I don't think he has much left. And there's obviously going to be some transition elsewhere. The Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, what are the Steelers going to do? The Steelers don't have a round one draft pick. They're in desperate need of a quarterback. They keep trying to acquire quarterbacks later in the draft. That's not how the draft works. While there have been some notable exceptions, you want a quarterback in the NFL draft, you get him in round one. This notion of you can get quarterbacks later, the quarterbacks aren't running backs. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. And the Steelers have tried that. They've tried it several times already now, and none of them appear to be working. And I didn't think any of them would work. And so, you know, they traded their round one draft pick for Minkah Fitzpatrick, who's played very well for them, but he's not a quarterback. Roethlisberger will be back. Does the time off benefit his overall health? How much does he have left? I don't know the answer to that. I don't think it's a lot, though, and I think they need to immediately prepare for their future beyond Roethlisberger. Now, somebody told me the other day that they saw some draft where the Steelers – actually, it was John Height, who's a Pittsburgh fan, was telling me that he saw some draft where the Steelers were taking Jordan Love in round two. Good luck on that plan, because I don't think Jordan Love will be there in round two. I doubt it. You know, again – there are some other positional strengths in this draft, and it will be interesting to see how many of those guys come off. Like, for example, we could see 6 or 7 round one offensive tackles. One caveat to that is the NFL does not draft right tackle prospects as highly as most people think they are, as most people think they do. They're viewed more like guards. And historically speaking, guards don't generally come off the board until pick 25 or beyond. Now, even that has changed in recent years, and that has changed. That's been one of the big changes. And the reason that guards are now drafted in higher positions than they've been in previous decades is because the NFL has gone to these hyper-athletic, quick, super quick three technique types like Aaron Donald. And when you put these guys like Aaron Donald on the field in the middle of your defensive line, somebody's got to be good enough to block them. And there hasn't been anybody good enough to block them. And so these Geno Atkins types, these Aaron Donald types, these types that have sort of broken the mold have forced a rethinking on the part of the National Football League about the value of offensive guards, which is why in recent years you've seen some guards drafted highly, all the way up to 5. You know, and obviously Quentin Nelson was a guy who was highly regarded and was drafted high. I think you'll continue to see that based on the proliferation of elite three techs and the need for somebody to have the athleticism to block those guys. You can't just put these big thugs in at guard anymore, these 350-pound lardays who can't move, and think that you're going to block those kind of guys. Because that type of guy is whiffing completely on Aaron Donald. They can't even get their hands on him. You want in 654-767. Let me tell you about Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme, the Reese family, Anderson Spartanburg, have been doing donuts since the early 60s. Ramona keeps insisting that the Oreo cookie donut is the greatest donut humanity's ever conceived of. My problem is, of course, I never get to taste it because every time somebody brings us donuts, she wolfs down one immediately and then she squirrels away the other one because usually there are two of those. I have never tasted that donut. So I don't believe her. The best donut is the New York Super Cheesecake Donut. That is the best donut. That's the best donut. How can it not be? It's cheesecake combined with donut. How can that not be the best donut? Now, I will admit, Oreo cookie combined with donut sounds pretty good, too. But then the hot original glaze come fresh off the press 3 times a day. They have all of your seasonal drinks. You know, depending on what day of the week it is here, Ramona, that means you might want cold drinks one day and hot drinks the next because it's sort of hard to figure. I mean, you know, we've gone from like tornadoes to snowstorms in like a day. But trust me, Krispy Kreme has all of your seasonal drinks, no matter what season it is. So go see the Reese family, Anderson Spartanburg. Tell them I say it's the way this deal works. And don't forget, for all your fundraising needs, there's no better way to raise money than through Krispy Kreme donuts. You kidding me? Walt Tiptoe, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
It's a new year, and it's time to invest in your health. Book an appointment today at Low Country Male and get your testosterone levels checked. TRT plans start at $200 a month and include testosterone, labs, medication, and doctor visits. Our ED plans start at $5 per dose. We offer solutions for weight loss and the amazing P-Shot. Come see us today and help us make men men again. LowCountryMail.com. Locations in Greenville, Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and Somerville. 864-920-3066.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Valentine's Day is fast approaching, and you want to look your best for your girl. That's where Rooster's Men's Grooming Center comes in. And ladies, if you're looking for the perfect gift for your guy, Rooster's offers gift certificates and Aveda gift baskets filled with products designed distinctively for men. All Aveda products are 10% off from February 1st through the 14th. Make sure to set up your appointment now. Rooster's, 3935 Pelham Road. Call 884-8920.
Valentine's Day is upon us. And you know, your team at Reed's Jewelers will make sure you find what you want for your loved one. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's Jewelers. Upstairs in Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there at Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers. Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Love will be in the air Valentine's Day at Joe's New York Pizza for a special romantic dinner. With a four-course meal by candlelight, Joe's will offer a family-style menu, including soup and salad, choice of entrees, dessert, and wine or beer. An intimate evening, including a violinist and roses for the ladies. With limited seating at 5:30 and 7:30. Just $70 per couple, reservations only. You know how hard it is to find a place to dine on Valentine's? Call Joe's Clemson. Call Joe's New York Pizza now at 722-5464.
There's still a few months of winter weather ahead, which means the inevitable ice storms that hit here in the upstate every year. Don't let heavy ice-covered power lines leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole-home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro premier dealer. Ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit them online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Covering the upstate with a split back formation. 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
Tip Tulip Road Rage, we are back. You know, I saw an article today from Mark about Mark Gastineau. Mark Gastineau is still whining that Brett Favre surrendered his NFL sack record to Michael Strahan by intentionally taking a sack. And Gastineau is still whining and crying about that. I mean, it was unbelievable. You know, it's like he started out, with a sort of a gradual type of ascension in terms of the degree of the comment. And by the end of the article, Gastineau was his usual whine, crying self about the fact that he doesn't have that sack record. Hey, dude, that's why everybody hated you to begin with. You're like the most disliked person in the whole history of the NFL. Your own teammates despised you. This was when the Jets actually mattered, when they had a defensive line. It was the New York Sack Exchange, when this clown was leading the league in sacks because he didn't care about anything else. And there were games where, you know, the Jets would be losing by 40 and he would run off in one direction by himself and do his little sack dance while the rest of his defensive line teammates, who were all great players and who despised him, just wanted to kill him, including Joe Klecka. And even today, this guy is still whining and crying about not having the sack record. Chad on the text line, Craig, I'm coming to you. Chad says that Taysom Hill equals Jake Locker. Here's the thing. Body type-wise, a little bit similar. Hill, a little bit stronger, a little bit thicker, and certainly a better athlete. Locker was a good athlete. The Locker's problem, and remember, Locker was drafted much higher than he should have been. Locker's problem was he was terribly inaccurate in college. He was a 55% college passer. And you can't fix accuracy. Accuracy is a really tough thing to fix late. You sort of either have it or you don't. In taller quarterbacks, sometimes there is a disconnect between their lower body mechanics and their upper body mechanics. this is what most notably plagues taller quarterbacks. And if you can marry the two, you can sometimes improve the accuracy of a guy like that. Josh Allen had a few lower body mechanics issues that they've worked on. He's worked on hard, and they seem to be rectifying themselves. But that is an issue. Locker wasn't a tall quarterback. You know, Locker like 6'2", and Locker had terrible accuracy issues in college, and they weren't in any way resolved or fixed at the pro level. I mean, it really, it makes sense if you just think about it. If you're a 55% passer, see, this is why the NFL at times just doesn't think this through. If you're a 55% passer against college competition, why would you be more than that against pro competition? Especially if you're playing against like talent, you know, in terms of, you know, you're not facing an overwhelming talent disparity in the collegiate league you're playing in. Craig, how are you?
Well, how you doing?
How you doing, Craig?
Hey, you know, we gave the puppy a new name today. Her name today. That we named her Clemson.
How about that? He brought to listen to this turnabout.
We named her Clemson. I put the stuff on Twitter.
I saw it.
We see her name is Clemson. Her name, we named her. That is because, as much as I can't stand you, Yahoos,
listen to this.
The most gracious. Gracious callers ever. A million people wanted to help and whatever. You know what? I cannot say, as much as I hate you, Yahoos, I can't say enough about the generosity. I just can't say enough. So her name is Clemson. I'm taking her to every home game. Hopefully she's a bad luck charm, but that's another story. Okay, that's another story. But her name is Clemson, and she's going to be wearing purple. I can't go with the orange. Hey, a quick one, because I wanted to do this the other day. Okay, Sam Darnold's our quarterback. He's a pretty good quarterback. We got whatever, okay?
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't even go there. If I was the Jets, okay, this is out of the box, I would draft that Love kid out of Utah State or Utah, wherever the heck he's from. You know what? And if you have two pretty good quarterbacks under that rookie contract. Sam, it's your job. But there's a guy behind you that could be better than you. You know what? You get out of here. And in his fourth year, we could dump Sam if we think this guy is better. I know tackles. I know we need this. I know we know that. But why not get a quarterback?
This sounds like a perfectly Jets thing to do, Craig. You know, again, you spent a decade where you didn't spend any round one picks on offensive talent, and then you wonder why your offense sucks. No, you need to be investing. No. You don't need another quarterback.
Once they get to the fourth year of that contract, you got to pay him $30 million.
Well, you should have thought of that before you drafted him to begin with. Well, I mean, 2 weeks ago, you were loving on him, telling me how much better he is than Josh Allen, which isn't true.
He's better. You know, I am not sold on his Josh Allen.
I know, but you will be soon. You remember when you told me that you weren't sold on Joey Bosa? What did I tell you about that?
Yeah, well, you know what? You know what? We make mistakes in life, okay?
Well, you do.
Liz married me. Liz married me, okay? We make bolder decisions in life.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, you do.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay? All right. Love you.
But okay.
Yeah, me and Clemson are going to smoke a doobie and take a walk.
Okay. Me and Clemson are going to go smoke a doobie and take a walk. You know,
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, the thing is, you've got to get some weapons. You've got to get some help for your quarterback. You can't draft another quarterback. Now, the one thing I will say, and this is a dilemma of football in the salary cap era. By the way, Tesla asked, did Craig say he's keeping the puppy? Yeah, that was resolved. We came to a conclusion on that. Craig is keeping the puppy. But the one thing I will add is that these teams in the NFL now face a real dilemma when drafting young quarterbacks. And you may have that fifth year if you got him in the first round, but the point is that if you don't win while they are under their rookie contract, and this is where Craig's point isn't as asinine as it first appears. I mean, it's still asinine, but it's not utterly asinine. It's just asinine. But if you don't win under that first contract, under the rookie contract, well, then you face enormous decisions. And you really have that window in which to win the salary cap era. For example, the San Francisco 49ers have the 26th worst salary cap situation. The Kansas City Chiefs have the 24th worst. The Chiefs are about to face an enormous issue. There is no choice now. They're going to have to pay Patrick Mahomes $200 million, and $125 million of it's going to be guaranteed, as we discussed the other day. But the dilemma is, how do you construct the rest of your team after you do that? And what happens to the team they've constructed? This is why it's virtually impossible to do what the Patriots have done in a salary cap era. Because there are going to be key components that you're just going to have to let walk. You can't pay everybody. And when you pay your quarterback, you're going to have to make this decision about other guys that you're just going to have to let leave because you're not going to be able to maintain your roster. So what happens is with these NFL teams that draft young quarterbacks, the Chiefs, Houston, Buffalo, etc., choose any, the Jets, any of them you want, Cleveland, you go through this sort of grace period where you have the quarterbacks on a rookie deal and you can pay everybody else. You have the financial wherewithal to pay everybody else. But once that rookie deal is expiring and you have to restructure the contract, particularly if it's a guy who is, you still want to be your quarterback, who's demonstrated ability, talent, then you have to pay him. And when you have to pay him, the rest of your roster suffers. So this notion of the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes winning, you know, 4, 5, 6 Super Bowls, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because they're going to have to take apart other elements of that team. And that's how this whole thing was structured. That was the intent of this. The intent of the salary cap era in the National Football League was to create parity. Texas says, should Deshaun stay with Houston? I think so. I mean, I think Bill O'Brien is a smarter guy than people credit him with. I think he engineered the move to get Tunsil at left tackle. That move was critically panned. That was a great move. You have a young franchise quarterback. You can't block for him. You need a franchise left tackle. And so that move was actually a brilliant move on O'Brien's part. And O'Brien, you know, this thing about, well, he's now the GM. He'd been the acting GM anyway. That's just a public title, nothing more than that. He had been the acting GM anyway. In a real sense, he's the most powerful guy in football. I mean, as a coach GM, Belichick has the same type of leeway. But when you look at that franchise and where they are, you know, again, they're going to wind up with questions once they make the decision to pay Deshaun. And Deshaun, you know, again, people get too caught up in the Houston has a terrible offensive line. That offensive line improved dramatically. We've explained this before. There are dilemmas with Deshaun and sacks. Some of it's the offensive line. Some of it's Deshaun. Some of it is your desire to have him extend plays. It's like a three-pronged thing. And one of them is not more important than the other. Deshaun holds the ball too long. That leads to a lot of his sacks. That's a fact. But the problem with saying that in a vacuum is that they want him to be able to extend plays. And the nature of extending plays is you hold the ball. So you can't really have it all. The bottom line is, in the way Deshaun Watson plays, you're going to give up sacks no matter how good your offensive line is. You're going to give up sacks. It's going to be part of that picture. And people wrongly judge that as, well, the offensive line's just terrible and, you know, and you feel sorry for Deshaun. It's more complicated than that. It's more complicated than that. It's not a simple solution there. But he has wide receiver talent. I think he's in a pretty good situation. I think Deshaun respects Bill O'Brien as an offensive mind. I think O'Brien has been able to aid Deshaun's development in that regard. But you have to ask where you are, and what's your future like? Because look, he wants to win championships. He'll gladly take an MVP or something if it comes his way, but he's a guy who's driven to win. He has that competitive fire that Brady has and others have. He wants to win above all else. He wants to win. So, we'll see. I mean, I think they're getting better, but it's a challenging league. And so many of these young teams have hyper-talented young quarterbacks. I think the Buffalo Bills are in a position to potentially replace the Patriots at some point, because not only do they have, a sensational quarterback, and as you people have listened to the show know, you were the first ones to ever hear Josh Allen, because I had seen him a year before anyone else knew who he was, and projected that he would be this guy. And, he has the strongest arm of any quarterback I've ever seen. And I think he's getting better and better. He's smart. Buffalo is conservative in nature. They have a gnats for receivers. I mean, you can't have John Brown as a number one receiver. So they've got to do something with that. But Buffalo, from a salary cap structure standpoint, is in great position. Unlike a lot of these other teams that aren't in position to spend money, Buffalo has all sorts of money to spend. And, they brought Greg Olsen in, and I think they're going to continue to address their issues. One of my expectations would be that they would look for a big wide receiver in this draft to complement the Nat type receivers they have. I mean, Brown can stretch the field vertically, but he can't be your number one receiver. That's not workable. But in the entire history of the league, we have never seen so many talented young quarterbacks in the league at one time. We're actually nearing a semi-saturation point, which has never happened. And the one obvious reason for all of this is what we've talked about before, is the league has opened themselves up to other types of quarterbacks that they did not allow entry in the past. I mean, just think about it. You had Baker Mayfield drafted at 6 feet tall, and we followed that with Kyler Murray at 5'8", 5'9". Those guys were never drafted one. You never saw the words dual threat were dirty words when it came to playing quarterback in the National Football League, but not anymore. That barrier has been broken, and Lamar Jackson has broken it to an even greater degree. And obviously, 31 teams foolishly passed on Lamar Jackson. I want to get into what teams foolishly passed on when we come back from break, because I want to talk about two specific drafts, the 2017 draft, the 2013 draft. Still to come today, Rolling Stones ticket giveaway. That's right, Rolling Stones in Charlotte, July 1st. The Stones coming to Charlotte on the No Filter Tour 2020. Bank of America Stadium, July 1st, and you will have a chance to be there when we come back.
The Mattress Outlet in Seneca is the number one stop and shop for a brand new Serta or Beautyrest mattress at the lowest prices around. Beginning February 12th through February 29th, come check out our tax season sale and save even more on all sizes. Come in and let the outlet's experienced staff guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, in the old Walmart across from Goodwill and Chick-fil-A.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
It's a new year and it's time to invest in your health. Book an appointment today at Low Country Mail and get your testosterone levels checked. TRT plans start at $200 a month and include testosterone, labs, medication, and doctor visits. Our ED plans start at $5 per dose. We offer solutions for weight loss and the amazing P-Shot. Come see us today and help us make men men again. LowCountryMail.com. Locations in Greenville, Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and Somerville. 864-920-3066.
Don't just trust anyone with your vehicle. First Class Halt Techs have over 175 years experience. Factory equipment, 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, and free shuttle service. Friendly service in two locations, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson, and Roper Mountain Road, Greenville. FirstClassHalt.com.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for all your outdoor projects. They have the right products to protect your plants and landscaping during the winter months while retaining moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
For Valentine's, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the Sweet Treat Package, the Be Mind Package, Cupid's Holiday, or the Sweetheart Package. Or let Lilia Day Spa create something special for her. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for Valentine's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher and fresh-baked yeast rolls, open every day. Happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the Monterey sandwich loaded with bacon, jack cheese, grilled chicken, and barbecue sauce. Or a juicy New York strip today at Carson Steak Warehouse and Saloon in Anderson.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
Never miss a broadcast with the Roar app. Download it free from iTunes and Google Play. From the Roar.
Tula Road Rage. All right, people were fighting over this yesterday, and I imagine they're going to be fighting over it every day. Just to be clear, I'm not going to be impressed by your answer, all right? I am. This is not to determine your trivia, your Stones trivia acumen. All right. I don't care. I don't care if you know every single element of the history of the Stones. All I care about is whether you are going to the event, because this is mammoth. All right. We're giving away Rolling Stones tickets every day this week to the event at the Bank of America Stadium as part of the No Filter Tour 2000, Carolina Panthers, Charlotte, North Carolina. And all you're going to need to do is I'm going to give you some lyrics from a lesser known Stones song, and you've got to tell me what the name of the song is. And again, do not call me to demonstrate you can get the answer right. You've been vetted. I only want people to participate who desperately want to go to this show, because it's kind of a big deal. I mean, how many years do the Stones have left to tour? Not many. All right. It's just, I mean, this is a fact. I mean, I don't know how many. I mean, maybe they will live forever. Maybe they will. Maybe they'll still be doing this 25 years from now, but maybe they won't. And if you've never seen the Rolling Stones in person, it's an enormous spectacle, obviously. So the No Filter Tour 2020, Wednesday, July 1st, 2020. And oh, by the way, as I said before, don't come to the station looking for tickets. Don't call Ramona. We don't even have the tickets yet. All right. So when we have them, we'll contact you. That's how it works. All right. Here's today's giveaway then for two tickets to the Rolling Stones, Bank of America Stadium, July 1st, 2020, the No Filter Tour. I'm going to give you lyrics. I want to know the name of the song. When the wind blows and the rain feels cold, with a head full of snow, with a head full of snow, in the window there's a face you know. Don't the nights pass slow? Don't the nights pass slow? Tell me the name of the song and you will be going to the Rolling Stones concert. And the lines have instantly lit up. Man, people must be good on Google, because I could never find that answer that quickly. And I certainly wouldn't have known this answer off the top of my head. Is that Ed on line one? Ed.
Walter.
It is Ed on line one. Ed was in first. Are you telling me, Ed, you know the answer to this question?
I'm going to take a stab at it. I got lost, but now I'm trying to decide about three of them, but I'm
going to
go with Winter.
That's a great guess. That sounds right, but it's not, unfortunately, Ed. So you, yeah, there's tomorrow, Ed. Man, Ed sounded like he was ready to jump off a building. All right, see ya. All right, next up is line two by a few seconds, and that is Paul. Paul, how are you?
Hey, Walt.
Okay, Paul, you
sounds like it's a Moonlight Mile.
It is Moonlight Mile, Paul. You're going to the event, right?
Holy cow. Yes, sir, I am now.
Congratulations, Paul. Congratulations. Well Woo-hoo! Done. All right, hold on. You know, people fighting for these Rolling Stones tickets. I knew they would. When David called me, you know, he called me the other day and he said, you know, I can always tell like when he has something big, you know, he can tell. Yeah, you can tell. He's got that, you know, cat that ate the canary sound look. And he did. I can tell. And he starts telling me about, man, we'd have some concert tickets to give away. And I'm thinking, okay, so what is it, some beach music band or something? No offense. But that's what I'm thinking. And then he drops the Rolling Stones on me. And I'm thinking, now that's what we're talking about, David. The Rolling Stones. So two down, three to go. One tomorrow, two live at Twin Peaks on Thursday. On Thursday, you will have to be on site to win those two pairs. But one more conventional radio giveaway, one pair tomorrow. So, yeah. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. All right. The 2007... The 2017 NFL draft, which we may have touched on once in the past, but if you were to redo this draft in terms of how it shaped, the Cleveland Browns had the first pick and they selected Myles Garrett. I think knowing what the Browns know now, they would not select Myles Garrett at one. It's nothing against Myles Garrett. He's a good player, but he's not a good enough player. You know, if the Browns had that draft to do over, they would certainly select Patrick Mahomes. So if you were redoing the 2000 and even as dumb as they are, if you were redoing the 2017 draft, you would not have Myles Garrett at one. You'd have Patrick Mahomes with the second pick. And what looks like at this stage, one of the most significant busts in history is Mitchell Trubisky. Now, I'm still going to grant him some leeway because he still has physical tools. And I don't think he's received very much help. I mean, year one, he had no receivers at all. So I don't think he's received a lot of help. And he's in a tough situation. But the biggest problem that Mitchell Trubisky faces is that he is forever going to be evaluated based on direct comparisons between Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. And he is already trailing by so much that he's never going to catch up. And look, it was a dumb pick. It was dumb to take Mitch Trubisky, who had played 1 year of college football, had fought for that job against the Williams kid. It was a dumb pick to select him over Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson. It just was. It just was. And it's one that eventually will probably get everybody associated with that franchise fired. And those are the kind of fatal mistakes you can't make and retain your job long term. Can't be a GM and make a move up to get Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, that's insanity, but that's what he did. And so if you were redoing the 2017 draft, as I see it now, and this is without regard for guys who were picked later, because there were guys like Alvin Kamara who were picked in this draft. Kamara was picked 67. Juju Smith-Schuster had a lot of early success, was 62. There were some good players who were taken in rounds two and three. Kamara went early in round three with that 67th pick to New Orleans. Cooper Kupp went 69. We knew he would be one of the steals of that draft. And that's despite the injury that he incurred. But if you're starting over and you're redoing the 2017 draft, with the first pick, you're taking Patrick Mahomes to the Cleveland Browns. And with the second pick, the Chicago Bears are taking Deshaun Watson. And both those franchises are a lot better and a lot happier than they are right now. Those are fatal mistakes. Fatal mistakes. And then the third pick, the 49ers pick, Solomon Thomas. I didn't like that pick either. I said that, and Cliff from Spartanburg will remember this, being a Stanford fan, but I said that the truth about Solomon Thomas is he's a tweener, and it's not that he can't play, but it's that he should be more like 8-9, somewhere in that range. That's where he should have gone. And that was a correct assessment. He should not have gone with the third pick of the draft. And really, the 49ers a year ago seemed pretty intent on getting rid of him. Now, I will say this. He's had some personal hardship in his life that not everyone has to deal with. By the way, I want to tell you about a couple of personal hardship stories in a little bit, if time allows. But Solomon Thomas went three. The Jacksonville Jaguars made a fatal mistake because they had two quarterbacks on the board. They elected to pick neither one of them. I know with certainty that the Jags came down to Deshaun Watson and Leonard Fournette. I know that for certain. And they selected Leonard Fournette. They went with the old style running back in a passing game. And that's why everybody there, that's why there was change in upper management, as there should have been. That was a fatal mistake. Leonard Fournette's a guy who averages 4 yards a carry. He's an old style back. He's what you see is what you get. Now, you know, Fournette, I will say this, Fournette catches the ball in the backfield better than you would expect. And he was pretty good in that area last year. I think he had like 75 catches. But still, not the pick you should have made. So the first four teams in the 2017 draft, they all failed. No, Jay, what I said about Trubisky was he had physical talent. He had arm strength and he was a good athlete, but there was just a lot unknown about him. He had only played 1 year. And so the first four picks, all errors. The Garrett pick an error, the Trubisky pick an error, the Solomon Thomas pick an error, the Fournette pick an error. The Tennessee Titans chose Corey Davis. I think you could also say that was too high at this point. I personally thought that I was surprised that Corey Davis and Mike Williams went as high as they did. I didn't think either of them would go in the top 10, and they both did. And to this point, neither has achieved that status as yet. Mike Williams has shown flashes. There's been some injury issues there. The same with Davis. There have been some flashes, and ultimately they may both pan out. But if you were redoing it, you probably wouldn't make either of those picks either. And then the Jets at six chose Jamal Adams. He's had a turbulent relationship with the media and the organization. He looks the part. He's better as a box safety than he is in coverage, but he looks the part, and he's a good player. So you can make a case there that they could have done that, except that there were still two quarterbacks on the board. You know, again, every one of these teams that needed a quarterback, even looking now, all right, let's just say flash to the present tense, all right, and the dilemma that San Francisco has with Jimmy Garoppolo. We just watched the Super Bowl. All right. We just watched the Kansas City Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers because in the fourth quarter, they had a super elite player at quarterback. And in the fourth quarter, San Francisco had a guy with, you know, one of the worst arms in the league. And the result was the Chiefs won. The San Francisco 49ers had the third pick in the 2017 draft, and they chose Solomon Thomas. You choose Patrick Mahomes there. How many Super Bowls do the 49ers win? Again, you're going to have that dilemma of the expiring rookie quarterback deal. Jay, I'll get to you on the other side. We'll continue this discussion as well. You want to get in, 654-7627. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge. You're running out of time. That's the bottom line. We're way under the two-minute warning now. You know, we started with 118 residences. It's a slice of heaven for a Clemson fan. You're on the lake. Lakefront property continues to escalate in value. You have view of the stadium, farm-to-table restaurant, meeting rooms, fire pit, walking paths. It just can't get better. It's like a self-contained city. When we started, there were 118 opportunities. Now, we're down to a few. I don't know what the 2- and 3-bedroom count is. My guess is it's 1 or 2. And so, if that's what you want, you must act today. Today. Not next week, even. Today. There are still some studios left, but you're running out of time. Go see Taj Boyd, 906 Tiger Boulevard. You'll thank me later. Quick break. Jay, you're up first.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialists at 864-432-5050 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-432-5050 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Bone in or boneless, get a delicious plate of Bojangles chicken for $3.99. It's bow time.
The month of love is here. If you're not loving your look, maybe it's time to give Urban Nirvana a try. Their professional stylists can make you love looking in the mirror. And guys, if you are looking for the perfect gift for the love of your life, Urban Nirvana has the answer. Log on to urbannirvana.com where you can buy it and print a gift certificate from wherever you are. She'll love it. Salon or spa, there's something to love at Urban Nirvana. Show some love at with Urban Nirvana. MacBee Station or the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
Here's your chance to own a brand new F-150 from George Coleman Ford at incredible savings with approved credit. 0% financing is available on all remaining in stock 2019 F-150s. You heard it right.
With approved credit, you could be in a brand new 2019 George Coleman Ford F-150 with 0% financing. Never any hidden fees or added charges. That, my friends, is how George Coleman Ford does business. Not applicable with other rebates. Offer good through 3/31/2020. As Clemson graduates and law partners, Blake Smith and Brooke Archinold have been fighting on behalf of medical malpractice victims for years. That's the primary focus of Parham Smith and Archinold Attorneys at Law. If you or a loved one is a victim of medical malpractice, there's no cost to have a consultation with the firm and no cost unless there's a settlement or verdict. Call 242-9008 and speak with Parham Smith and Archinold. 242-9008.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for.